Hi, I'm Kaylee Moore.
And I'm Emma Samasco.
Welcome to Freelance Writing Coach, your go-to podcast for building a freelance writing business.
In each 20-minute episode, we'll do a deep dive into one area of business with the hope that our insights as successful freelance writers will educate and inspire you.
When I'm writing, there's a lot that can throw me off my writing groove. Whether it's searching for the outline and research or self-editing, the distractions that pop up left and right, anonymous elephants peering at me in the dock, strike-throughs and rogue edits before I'm ready, it can be pretty chaotic.
But Kaylee, what if you could take control of the process and complete assignments 50% faster? I am really excited because ButterDocs is writing software built for writers who want the most productive writing processes possible, which of course we do.
Of course.
So freelance writing coach listeners can try this out. We are so excited about it. We tried it ourselves and highly recommend it. You can get started for free at butterdocs.com/FWC. That's butterdocs.com/FWC. In the freelance writing space, you often hear the advice to niche down, like create a niche, whether it's you're working in a particular industry or there's a particular thing that you work on or create, and that by niching down, you can become the ultimate expert in something and that it's easier to find and win really great clients. And while I think both Kaylee and I subscribe to this idea, there's also some flaws with it. Like, you don't want to get so stuck in your niche and what you do that you can't expand. And so today we want to talk about if you already have some kind of niche established, whether you're thriving in that niche or not really, how you can broaden it up and offer other kinds of services, take on other kinds of projects to ultimately explore more, potentially make more money, and just add another dimension to your freelance business. Let's start with your take on expanding what you do. You feel like you have been able to grow away and expand from your niche so far in your freelance career?
The short answer is yes. I want to preface my answer by saying that one of the reasons we're doing this topic right now is because a listener reached out and said, I have a question about how do you broaden your niche and expertise after you've become known for one thing, if that said thing is not as lucrative or potentially interesting as it once was. And I think that's kind of why I took the sabbatical in late 2023, is I was feeling that too. It was this thing of like, I can do this work, I'm good at it, I'm known for it, but there's not as much volume of work, which again, we've already talked about this season, and I don't know that I'm as excited about it as I once was. And so I find myself in this boat too of maybe I need to zoom out a little bit, or maybe I need to pivot to something adjacent, maybe even go the opposite direction and go for something even more specific. Because I think what's happened with the AI tools is that, again, especially for the type of work I do, which is content writing, the volume is down. There's not as much work. There's not as much people who are devoting resources to this right now, whether it's due to budget cuts or because they're using AI, whatever it is. I feel like I almost need to, for me, what makes most sense is to go to something more specific. So something with a little bit more of a focus to it. So rather than just, I'm a freelance writer who helps e-commerce and software as a service companies create long-form SEO blog content, maybe it's something like more suited for the time. So many people right now are leading into building thought leadership, whether it's through Twitter threads or LinkedIn super long form posts, which is almost a blog post when you think about it. Maybe I need to be a ghostwriter for thought leadership for people within that space, which is really specific. It's a lot more tailor-made, I think, for modern times. And so these are things that I'm thinking about right now. I'm toying with, do I repackage myself in a new way so that I can still leverage my existing expertise and connections, but in a new, more relevant way? Because again, I feel a little bit of irrelevance creeping into the work that I've been doing. So that's where I'm at. Brain-wise, I'm curious for you as somebody who is in the case study space, also, again, coming back into the freelancing space post having Winnie, your wonderful baby who's now one, how do you think about it? What do you think? Are you doing something similar or no?
Yeah. It's interesting because I feel like you're thinking about like, well, how can I kind of like repackage what I already do to be a little bit more specific? I think for me, it's a little bit more about pivoting to offer more tangentially related services. Like, I guess what I think is that whether you're writing thought leadership content for e-commerce or blog articles for e-commerce, it's almost the same thing with a different name. Like maybe the thought leadership requires more interviews, but like, I don't think that's bad or anything. I just think that I would be looking more for like offering something like really different, like saying, okay, I offer case studies, which is an aspect of customer marketing. So I'm also going to offer running customer surveys. Another example would be like, okay, we have this really successful podcast, which has been just so wonderful to do together. And now we kind of know how to do a podcast. What if I offered podcast production services? Like you could go very specific or just, you know, take kind of what I'm already doing and branch out. And I think the initial question was sort of like, how do you broaden your niche? And I think in both of our examples, what they have in common is that we're not suddenly saying like, okay, one day I was writing blog articles in the software space and the next day I woke up and I was suddenly writing PPC copy for beauty products. There's a great book on this, which I've recommended on the podcast before, and I probably will again, but it's called Pivot by Jenny Blake. And it's basically about making changes in your business and career. And the overarching argument of the book is that in general, in your career, you make like large changes by making a series of small pivots. So like you're saying, maybe your goal is to ultimately like leave long form writing behind. I mean, maybe that isn't even your goal. Maybe you're like, well, I don't really want to write blog articles anymore, but could do thought leadership pieces. And then maybe if you do some thought leadership pieces and their articles, maybe you can talk to those thought leaders about like, well, let's produce some videos, or maybe I can write talks for you, or maybe I can help you, whatever, right? Like that you can kind of lean, you can get into like a new space. And like, I guess what I'm saying is maybe if you pivoted to working with thought leaders and then you started working with them and there were other things that you realized kind of lit you up that you wanted to help them with, yeah, you could lean into those things.
And that's something I've been thinking about too, just being honest with myself about what do I enjoy doing. And honestly, one of the big things that stands out for me is podcast hosting or even a YouTube show. I find it very easy to kind of go into those moments with curiosity. I don't feel that intimidation factor that I think some people find off-putting about those activities. So now I'm thinking like, okay, maybe I need to position myself as somebody who's willing to spearhead a podcast for an agency who maybe wants to outsource that, doesn't have the internal resources or wants somebody with established thought leadership that they can kind of hand this off to. Again, kind of in an influencer context, because that's speaking to the 10 years of experience I have in this space. It puts me in a role where I get to be the curious question asker, which, as I said, is something I really enjoy. And I think that that's a good way to approach this, right? Is like, what do I enjoy doing? What am I good at? What do I feel the lowest lift with?
Yeah, as you're saying this, and I was just talking about like, I'd love to produce podcasts for people. Like I can think of the podcast that I would produce for you. Like I think it would be amazing if you had your own podcast where you had leaders in the e-commerce and retail space, like really, really good ones that you interviewed because you're so natural on air and you would be great. And that might have a different audience from Freelance Writing Coach. You may be able to get sponsors there. Like, it's like if you had, you know, we have this one podcast we get a sponsor for, but if you were able to have a few, that might be, or even just one other one, right? Because I think some of it is not just about like broadening the niche. It's also because the broadening the niche in terms of writing is one thing. And then it's kind of broadening the niche in terms of like your revenue streams is another thing. So it's kind of like, well, you can make revenue from client work with the actual writing. You can make revenue from doing digital products. You can make revenue from sponsorships. You can make revenue if you have a really successful YouTube channel. YouTube will pay you. So there's like all these different potential avenues for revenue. And that's also another way to broaden it up to say like, well, I want my goal to be that I'm making 50% of my revenue from these other sources rather than the back and forth client writing. I think that's another thing to think about as you're thinking about broadening is like, do you want all of your income still to come from service-based work, or what percentage do you want it to be? If you're offering service-based work, do you want it to be writing work, right? Like, because I think you and I are talking about like, well, what are these sort of non-writing activities that we might be, that kind of light us up? And I think that we talk about that because we've been doing this writing part for so many years that I think when we look to expand, that's kind of what we think about. But there is a big part of me that there's other types of writing that I'm very interested in. So like I've done a few sales pages. I've done several sales pages actually for various courses and digital products. And I'd love to do more of those.
Yeah, you've done them for mine and they're stellar.
Yeah, I love them. I'm not like known for that. So
that's an interesting piece of this conversation that I wanted to talk about is that I think as freelance writers and as people tasked with figuring out how to market their businesses, I think one of the big things we all get hung up on is packaging. How do we package this and market what we're doing to the outside world? We think about the website that we have, the things that we post on social media, basically like, how do I get the word out about this thing that I'm doing? And so expanding the niche or tightening the niche is really just a matter of how specific am I going to focus on these things when I post outwardly on social media or in my newsletter on my website? Really, it's not about a decision that you make internally and then you just decide, it's how am I going to explain this and market it to other people? And that's where the really tricky part of this comes in.
Yes, 100%. And that's what we should talk about. I feel like you're better at this than me, but I'm sure you still struggle with it.
I do. And I've had the same website for 10 years. It's really not changed a whole lot. I'm not a portfolio person. You know, we've talked about that. I always send custom samples based on the person who has reached out to me. However, in this scenario, you really have, this is more about your outward, like cold outreach. And again, the things that you post in your newsletter. And if you go over to LinkedIn, you say, hey, I'm pivoting my business a little bit. Here's what I'm doing moving forward. It's not just about those individual activities. It's about how do you continue to do that long term? So are you like running ads on social media? Are you going to job boards? Are you looking to a recruiter? Are you connecting with a recruiter to help you find the new types of work that you're looking to do? There are lots of ways to go about it, but I think it's much more than just, oh, I'm going to redesign my website, or I'm going to post one time on this about LinkedIn. It really is a long-term shift and something that you have to do consistently because you have to tell people 13 or 14 times before what you've told them sticks.
That's right. That's right. And I think I remember where I've worked with so many writers who are like, I'm going to pivot. And all it means is they like update their website to say that they're writing sales pages instead of long form copy.
Right. And your website is not a destination for people.
Right. So like, I get that they come check you. Somebody might come and check you out. But I think it's more about like figuring out how to be part of those conversations, how to. And it's like, it takes a lot of strategic thought, which like you may or may not have like room for. And like, I feel like there's been times in my business where I've had a lot more time for thinking strategically about these things. When I launched doing like case studies, when I launched my coaching offering, I had like real strategic thoughts about why I was doing that, how I was going to do it, how I was going to talk about it. And both of those offerings have been very successful. But now I'm just in a season of life where it's really hard for me to think about, like, I have ideas, but I know that they require a strategy. And I also, when you say, hey, you want this to be like a long-term play, there is also like, you can try something like this out. Like I thought, hey, if I put together a preliminary new offering and like, you know, I wrote a doc of what it entailed, I promoted it. And I said, you know, I'm going to promote this, tell people about this for 3 months and see where it gets me. And if it gets me somewhere, great. And if it doesn't get me anywhere, okay, I'll put it to bed and I'll either go back to what I was doing or try something else. It won't hurt you. I don't think it hurts you to go out there and say, hey, right now I'm working on thought leadership. I'm looking to find some people that are interested in thought leadership content that I can help them with, right? Like in your example, and maybe you put together some offering for what that would look like and you promote it. And if it doesn't get anywhere, like nobody has to know, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. And I think a lot of this work kind of happens behind the scenes. We have a whole episode where we talk about building relationships, but it really just means being strategic about getting in front of people, connecting with like people you'd like to work with on LinkedIn and on Twitter and engaging with them, going back and forth, not just sending the connection request and calling it a day, but saying, hey, you know, taking the time to write a note that says, hey, I'm such and such. I'm looking to do more of this work. I'm a huge fan of your whatever it is. Again, this is not a template thing. This is a custom for every individual that you reach out to. But like, what Slack channels are you in? What conferences are you going to? Are you going to local meetups where people who could potentially hire you are gathering? I think it's kind of those things that really produce the meaningful activities that like lead to getting hired. That's always been my experience.
Yeah, I think that's true, that connecting with people. I mean, I've also seen like, you know, if I were to launch some kind of new offering that I really wanted to try, I would do my own email list and let people know. But I would also like create a list of like friends and colleagues I knew and just say like, hey, this is something that I'm offering now. If you or anyone you know is interested in this or wants to learn more about it, like keep me in mind, right?
Find somebody who does something that's adjacent to what you want to do. So like Adrienne Barnes is a content strategist. I don't do that piece, but I always send her referrals for that. And then the hope is that when it comes time to the actual execution piece of writing, she'll kick them back over to me, because she's done the content strategy piece, which I don't want to do. So again, like who's doing adjacent work to what you're doing to where there might be a mutually beneficial referral partnerships that you could set up, that can be really effective as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything that you've said there. And I think that broadening your niche, it's a work in progress. It's not something that happens overnight. I think the first step is identifying what new services or offerings you'd like to explore, and then kind of explore with curiosity, try and put something together, tell people about what you're doing, and also to be strategic about it, right? And be patient also.
Yeah. I think all of us end up pivoting and evolving with our businesses. So this is just kind of part of it. It can feel a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't have to be terrifying. There are definitely just baby steps you can take to get you in the right direction, to quote What About Bob and age myself by 1,000 years. But yeah, I think that that's the gist of it. Don't be intimidated. Try a lot of different things. Think of it like throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Freelance Writing Coach podcast.
If you want more tips, tricks, and resources for building your business, visit freelancewritingcoachpodcast.com.